Shirley, I got an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Donald's giving me tonight off from the pub.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Good behavior, perhaps?
I'm glad someone sees that side of you.
Oh, and me, too.
You didn't work at the Wagoners on Saturday, either.
I did the lunchtime session.
Yeah, Donald wouldn't be starting to lay you off, would he?
Oh, no way. I get paid for tonight, even though I'm not working. He told me to treat it as a bonus for all the hard work I've put in over the last few weeks. Here, I serve drinks twice as fast as any of the other bar staff.
And drink twice as fast, too.
Look, will you lay off, Shirley? I was going to suggest something you might like.
I'm sorry, love. What is it?
I thought we might go to the pictures.
Oh, I'd love to, Cliff, but I can't spare the time.
Oh, come on.
Not with the amount of studying I've got to do. I'm serious about my course, and the last thing I want to do is get left behind right at the start.
Oh, I see. You'd rather leave me behind.
What?
You heard.
Yes, but I don't know what you're getting at.
Oh, yes, you do. All these so-called academics you're getting in with. Well, I'm happy just to work with my hands.
Ah, that's done.
Oh, yeah?
You know it is, Cliff. You trained as a teacher, so don't start pretending you haven't got a thought in your head.
But I've given it all up.
Well, what difference does that make? Doesn't automatically turn you into an idiot. Anyway, you're not being very fair on your new trade. There are plenty of carpenters and joiners who haven't been teachers first, but that doesn't make them stupid.
So? Why won't you even give me the time of day?
I thought that's what I was doing right now, getting up early to make your breakfast.
Look, you know what I mean. All over the weekend, we hardly talked, ever since you came back from that students' meeting.
We've talked since then.
We've bickered since then. And when I tried to make it up with you, it were floods of tears. Now, I did promise you I'd sort things out, didn't I? Make it up with George and all that?
Well, have you?
Well, not yet, but only because I haven't had the opportunity. But I will, you know.
Good.
Well, I may as well shove off to Enfield. Where's my coat?
On the back of the door. Cliff.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
What about?
Oh, being in this state. But I can't help it.
Oh, can't you? Well, perhaps you'll do Clifford a favour and let him know when you can be bothered to talk about it.
Tonight, maybe, love.
Tonight? You'll be too busy studying.
Not all the time. Going to the pictures would have taken up the whole evening.
Ah, okay. We'll see. Well, first off, I'll probably nip in the Wagoners. See how it looks from the customer's point of view.
Righto, then, Father, now careful of the curb.
I'm perfectly capable of getting out of a car, Peter. If not, I wouldn't have embarked on this visit.
Yes, of course.
Though I realize you're expressing concern for my welfare.
Yes.
There you are. You can close the door now, if you wish.
Thank you.
Now then, will George be back yet?
Well, he should be. He said that he'd arrange an early lunch break, and it's 5 minutes past 12.
Because I don't want to wait around in the open air, you know?
But if the worst comes to the worst, I'm sure we can wait for George inside the shop.
Not with the new owners, surely.
Well, let's try the side door first.
Hello, Arthur. Peter.
Ah, oh, hello, George.
Come in, both of you.
Well, I can't stop, I'm afraid. I've got to pick up the girls, but I'll be back to fetch your father in about an hour.
All right, Peter. And remember, if you wish to have some time to yourself later in the day, I shall be willing to keep an eye on the children.
Well, that's very kind of you. See you both fairly soon.
It is good to see you out and about again, Arthur.
It was less of an effort than I thought it might be.
What a shame it's a weekday and I have to go back to the bank.
At this stage, I think it's probably best only to attempt a short expedition.
Well, lunch is already heating up. I prepared it last night. Should be ready in about 10 minutes or so. In the meantime, shall I take your coat?
Oh, I'm not sure. Is it warm enough in here? I don't want to take any risks.
Oh, I think you'll find it comfortable with that. I got Manjit Patel to pop in half an hour ago and put the fire on.
Oh, in that case,
that's it.
I don't seem to be able to hear that music. You told me this new shopkeeper plays all the time.
That was the other favour Manji did me. I told him I was having a very special guest to lunch, so could he turn the volume down? In fact, he seems to have turned it right off.
Well, perhaps he'll take the hint and keep it off from now on.
Oh, I don't think I'll be that lucky, but we'll have to wait and see. Take a seat, Arthur.
Okay.
I'll just hang this up.
I assume, since you're back at the bank, that your cold is cured.
Yes, thank you. Though I still occasionally feel a bit run down. But that's for other reasons. This silly feud with Cliff is still going on.
About Kath's money?
That's right.
Must be very unsettling.
Yes. But I'm greatly cheered by having you here, Arthur. I often used to rush back in my lunch hour when Kath was alive, but since then there hasn't been much point.
Oh, it's very touching of you to say so, my dear fellow. But I hardly feel I'm an adequate substitute. Is there any way of bringing Cliff to his senses?
Short of giving them the money, I can't think of a thing. And I'm standing firm on that.
Oh, as you should. The younger generation will always be impossible to deal with, I suppose. Except by subterfuge.
Subterfuge, Arthur? What do you mean?
Oh, nothing much. Just a general comment on the state of things.
You and Peter seem on good terms today.
Did we?
Oh, very friendly.
I hope Peter sees it that way.
Good evening, Cliff. Come on in. Make yourself at home. This is a surprise.
Yeah, well, it took a bit of Dutch courage for me to get myself here, as a matter of fact.
You mean you've been to the Wagoners?
Yeah. I wasn't working there tonight, but I called in anyway.
Yeah. I know you think I totally disapprove of your connection with the pub, Cliff, but I don't.
Well, that's not what you implied before.
Then I put it badly. What I meant was that it distressed me to think of it as a be-all and end-all of your life.
Which it isn't.
Well, I hope that's the case.
I'll prove it isn't.
That would give me tremendous pleasure.
And us too, if you keep your end of the bargain.
Oh, I will. I swear to you.
Well, truce then?
I'd prefer a proper reconciliation, but I suppose that won't be possible until later.
Well, I must say, I still feel a bit knocked with you thinking I'm a layabout.
Can't we say that's merely what I was afraid you might become?
Okay, well, what about the money?
Well, if you could think of me as your investment manager, I promise you the money will have increased by the time I hand it over to you. In fact, you might even want to leave some of it where it is, once you see what careful investment can do.
Oh, do you know something, George? There are times when you could talk the hind legs off a donkey.
doesn't that mean I talk a lot?
Oh, does it? Well, trust me to use the wrong expression. Anyway, I think you've convinced me.
A reconciliation, then?
Ah, why not? I never want for half measures. Let's shake on it, huh?
With pleasure. Oh, if you knew the relief I'm feeling. It wasn't an easy decision to take, you see.
Oh, no, I expect it wasn't, but let's forget all that.
Yes, let's. I still have some of that whiskey I bought. Would you care?
Oh, I don't mind if I do, Kate, sir. And you can look at the mail I've brought for you.
Mail for me?
It was sent care of the pub.
How extraordinary.
Yeah, you better be careful. You might start getting a reputation for yourself like me. George Underdown and Cliff Edwards, care of the Wagoners. There you go.
It's a postcard.
I've read it, I'm afraid. So did Donald Fitzroy. It was he who asked me to hand it on to you. It's from his sister, George.
From Jessie? It's addressed to G. Undertow.
Well, that's fairly typical from what I saw of her. Always getting in a muddle. Shelley, I'm back.
I wondered who it was.
And the great deed is done. The great peace has been made. Hey, George and I are friends again. Would it be better if I wrote it down on a piece of paper and handed it to you, love? Oh, now what?
Oh, sorry, Cliff. I know it should make me feel better, but it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, Anwar, Dad, Carrier, what is it all about?
Well, it's Debbie's baby. She's going to have it adopted after all. I went round to ask her.
Oh, no.
I know you say you don't want it, but once it was here, Cliff... Anyway, she absolutely refuses to consider the idea. And I'm so miserable.